Hebden Radio. Workplace of the day with Lauren.
Today I am with Pam and Lynn at Antiques and Oriental. Hi Pam, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Lauren.
And Lynn, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves, how you got started in this, and just a little bit about the history of the place.
We started off as traditional antique dealers, and then as the antique business started to quieten off, we decided, as we'd had holidays in India and were interested in things Indian and exotic, that we would start buying and selling things from India. And we were very lucky that it coincided with the advent of the Bollywood phase. So the sparkly things that we were bringing back from India, we hit the market just at the right time. And we've been sort of diversifying and just bringing back anything interesting and sparkly that we can find.
And it's true that definitely the antiques industry has certainly evolved in the past few years, hasn't it? As tastes have changed, as people have grown up and moved on and done different things with their lives. Do either of you have any interesting stories about being here, like recently, anything that's happened that you might want to tell the story of?
We do buy a lot of things, which we buy them from the Tibetans, but a lot of it comes in from China, as Tibet is now supposed to be China. And a lot of the things that we do sell here, we do find are finding their way back. We've sold an old style Chinese pipe to a Chinese gentleman here on business who was taking it home for his father, because it's what his father used to smoke as a young man. And we had a Chinese girl in at the weekend who took a jade flute back to her friend in China. With modern technology, she was able to send her a photograph in China of what she was buying in Hebden Bridge, and he's taking it back to China as a gift for her.
Tell us a little bit about this building.
There's been a mill on this site for 700 years. This particular building has been here for about 400 years now, and it had its 400th birthday celebrated in September, which was very nice because they did it on my birthday. So we had to make sure that people did know it wasn't actually just my birthday we were celebrating. It was the fact that the mill had been here for hundreds of years, and it is still developing now. We have the Archimedes screw on the old mill race outside, which is generating electricity for the mill, and hopefully the entire mill is going to be supplied from the old mill race, and people can still see the original water wheel downstairs in Innovations Cafe. And there's lots of information about the mill on notice boards around if people just want to come in and learn more about it.
Yeah, I've seen that Archimedes screw, and I always wanted to know a little bit more about that, so it's nice I've got that information from you. And if people want to find out more, they can look online. And what's the best part about working here?
Since we have been in this business, and because it is peculiar, I think, our business to Hebden Bridge, we've been doing this for quite a long time, and we have met some wonderful people. And these people are not just now our customers, they are friends. They come here particularly to see us, not just to come to Hebden Bridge itself, but they do tell us frequently, we thought we'd come over today and go and see the sisters, they refer to us as, and 9 times out of 10 they do find something to buy, which is very nice. They haven't just come a visiting, but the people are what make this type of business.
I agree with Pamela. It's been able to share what we do with other people, because they come to see us, particularly after we've been on one of our trips, to see what new things we've found. And they like to know the history of the items that we're selling. And that is something that we can tell everybody, because everything we buy in India has a story behind it. So we can relate that, and then people can... It's almost a story value added to the products that we sell.
How have the floods either affected your business or your personal lives?
Lynn was flooded, which was the second time in 3 years. So that made things very, very difficult. Being in the mill, although we are upstairs in the mill, so you could say it hadn't directly affected us, it did, because there was no access to the building for a long time. Innovations Cafe down below and Syllabus Toy Shop, they were completely flooded. They had to be gutted, which meant skips outside, lots of rubble, no access to the mill, and we are still recovering. Although we continued to trade from the moment we were able to, it really has a very, very bad effect on business and still continues to do so. So anything we can do to promote the fact that we are here, we are open, we are still trading, we want you to come along and see what we have to offer is a good thing.
In the 2012 floods, like most people, we were insured. Most people in the valley were insured. This time round, I was like lots of other people, no flood insurance. So although we got back on our feet after the first flood, such a lot of damage this time because the floods were so much worse. And as I say, like most people, no insurance. And although the volunteers in the town were absolutely amazing, the help they give, that still doesn't take the plasters off your walls, rewire and things like that. Although there are now some government grants available, I must say I don't think they are easy to access for resilience works, that lots of people I think will continue to struggle for years after the financial impact, and emotional too, because it's very, very stressful, people watching their walls go black with damp and so on, you know. And it's taken a toll on the people of Hebden Bridge, certainly, although we are all, as we're celebrating this weekend, really, really grateful for all the help we were given by volunteers. Little political note, I think our government needs to actually look at defending the town and the valley in general.
So you were saying that you went to India like twice a year. Is it still twice a year?
Once a year at the moment. We were unable to go this January because of the Boxing Day floods. But we are going again in November. So if you're looking for that extra special Christmas present, we will be back 15th of December.
Every piece is definitely a one-off, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
So if you could describe your shop in just a few words or sentences, what would you say, Lynn?
I'd say we're very well stocked. We have lots and lots of things, lots of sparkly things, dangly things, jewellery, furniture. There's a lot to look at.
It's incredible the lengths that you guys go to source your stock. I don't think people realise what you do. They probably just think, oh, it's all right, there'll be some website somewhere where you just get it all. But that really genuinely isn't the case. I'm very impressed with that, actually.
Oh, you never know when to stop talking. And if anybody shows any interest in a piece, like my sister said, we do have a story behind that piece. We don't buy from the websites. We don't go to the government shops. We buy from the markets, the children on the street. We buy on the beach. We buy up back alleys. We buy anywhere. We are continually sourcing our stock. And if anything, anyone has anything interesting to show us, we are there. We have been 1-2 o'clock in the morning when we will open our shop for you. You come and have a look. You've got something we might want to see, might want to buy. We will go and we will look at it. So we do go to great lengths to source our stock. Hebden Radio.